Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Kia ora, welcome back to our Reset TV Talk. This is your host, Buen, working as a community support coordinator at ARCC, and you're watching us live from Auckland, New Zealand. Today's our ARCC Reset TV Talk highlights on one of our projects called New Resident Magazine. This magazine aims to provide a voice of new residents and also resettled migrants who arrive at New Zealand under the Refugee Quota Program and Family Reunification category. This New Resident Magazine intends to share New Zealand settlement success stories from a forced migrant background in order to educate the resettled community in appreciating who they are, clarifying the reality of their new life and supporting them in the process of settlement and integration by highlighting the opportunities and challenges that can influence the shift to a positive mindset. It recognizes those who have navigated positive education and employment pathways over the years to emphasize the potential avenues to successful settlement. We invite our community members with the opportunity to share their resettlement success stories with the New Zealand public through our New Resident magazine. ARCC has successfully launched two volumes of New Resident magazines, one on the World Refugees Day in June, and followed by the during the summer block party in December for the year of 2022. Episode of Reset TV Talk, we invited the special guests whose success stories were featured in our New Resident Magazine Volume 2. So first of all, I would like to introduce Fazal Rahman Shukat, yes. Who is originally from Karachi, Pakistan, working as a picker and packer at Repco GBC in Mount Wellington. Our next guest is Yusuf Fagali, a thriving youth from Sudanese community who is pursuing mechatronic engineering at Massey University. So we shall all look back the workplace where Yusuf is working.
My name is Yusuf Faisal Fagali. I study at Massey University and I take mechatronics engineering. Mechatronics engineering is engineering about industrial engineering, so basically big operating machinery or factories, sometimes could be small machinery, and I work a countdown night shift. We stock at night from 9 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. I feel very accomplished of the things I've done to be also featured at the New Resident magazine. I've been invited to the Reset TV Talks, and yeah, if you guys want to ask me more questions, I'll be there.
So welcome back. Now we'll be hearing more resettlement story of our special guests and after a short break.
Breath, he chooses.
to Reset TV Talk. This is your co-host, Asif Rajput Bhatti, and you're watching us live from Auckland, New Zealand. Before we dig into the interviews, we were talking about New Resident Magazine, and we have some awesome couple of guests here that has been featured in our magazine. Okay, so we've got Mr. Shaukat here, and we've got Mr. Faisal's son, Yusuf Farghali. And welcome to the show, and how you guys are doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing really good.
Oh, thank you again for, you know, joining us live for our show. I would like to ask you that, first I would like to ask Mr. Fazlur Rahman Shaukat, can you tell our audience that how did you end up in New Zealand, and what was the procedure of, you know, coming under refugee quota program to New Zealand?
As you know, my name is Fazlur Rahman Shaukat. I came here in New Zealand last year, one year and 3 months ago. So I got the asylum from Sri Lanka. I claimed asylum 2017 in Sri Lanka with my family, with my wife and to my daughters.
And how long did it take you to come to New Zealand?
My family, you know, they have got, I think, 4 years. But I am very lucky, just only 3 years.
That's a quite short time, as you can see that even some of my family is living in Thailand, Malaysia, and still it takes them like 10 years and they're still there. Thank you, Mr. Shaukat. How about you, Yusuf? Where are you originally from, and how did you come to New Zealand under refugee quota program?
Well, that time I was pretty like young, but I still remember bits of it. I'm from Sudan, originally from Sudan. I was born and raised until I was six in Sudan. And when I was six, my father decided to move to Malaysia. And in Malaysia, we lived for 4 years. From there, we came to New Zealand as a quota of refugee.
Okay.
Just 4 years.
It's also
short compared to some other cases. So how did you find the transition to life in New Zealand, and were there some of the challenges that you faced when you first arrived here?
I mean, the language of English was already taught in Malaysia pretty well, so I sort of had a bit of challenges, but not too many with the language of English. But the communication with people here was one of the major things that I had a problem with, especially like communicating your feelings or your like your ideas in school or whatever you are. Mm-hmm. It's a very difficult thing to manage. But
yes. And then it's been how many years that you've been in New Zealand?
19, I would say.
Wow.
It's been 19.
That's a long time.
No, I mean, not 19, sorry. It's been nine years.
Yeah. And how old are you?
19.
Okay. Yeah.
So how about you, Shaukat? How did you find the transition to, you know, New Zealand life? And because you just arrived here recently, I would say, because it's last year, so 1 year ago.
When I came here in New Zealand, when I landed the airport, you know, they have welcomed a very good welcome. And especially community, New Zealand community, they welcome us to very good style, you know, with the lovely style. Mm-hmm. So when we enter in the New Zealand, I feel very relaxed, you know. Nothing burden in my head, you know, nothing. Yeah. So I feel very good, and, you know, especially Red Cross person, they have to help us, Red Cross people. And Magri people, you know, in the Magri camp, they have helped us, you know, for food and everything.
Is so there any challenges that you face?
No, challenges, you know, for every person have the language, you know, here. Yes. Language, especially in our Pakistan, like Sudan people, you know, when they came here, you know, new person, they did not know the English, especially those people who went to school in our country, like me. I went in the school, you know, especially I'm telling the straightforward, you know, I have to learn English from the people, just communication.
And I think that's the very best way to learn any language.
So communication, you know, is very important. For example, if you want to go to the market, if you want to buy something, you did not know. So English is the very important. And first you go to the school and you should be learn the English, then you can survive everything.
Yeah. Okay. Did you go to like English class when you arrived?
No. I don't attend any English class.
Yes.
And how did you find the job that you're currently working in?
Okay, well, Red Cross person, they called me and they said, what do you want to do here in New Zealand? And what is your job schedule? So I tell him, my job is heavy equipment operator and heavy trailer driver, long-haul trailer driver. So then they helped me and they have made for some license for me as like a forklift operator license, and also they have the paid money.
Mm-hmm.
No, I no paid anything.
Oh.
So then they submit my some application to the different companies and rep they have to the big me.
So, how was your experience with Pathways to Employment? And is there any particular person that you remember who helped you a lot?
Lot of the people, especially I can say Mr. Sioni, that is, volunteer working. Mr. Matthew is volunteer. They too much help me and my family.
Mm.
And Rebecca is one woman. She's very good lady and she's working in the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm. I remember you were telling me something about you needed his help around late night, and you got sick. Can you tell our audience that story?
I mentioned the name first one, Mr. Sioni.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very good person, good man from Tonga.
Mm-hmm.
His volunteer is with us. It's very good man. And one day, I think 10 o'clock at night, my heartbeat, when it is high. Because I am diabetic patient.
I see.
So my diabetic shoot, very high.
Yes.
So I called to Mr. Sioni, that time he was on the duty.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Mr. Sioni, I want to go to hospital because I'm new here. I did not know which hospital.
And what time was it?
10 o'clock.
10 in the night.
Night. Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock. Then he said, I am on the job, but you don't worry, I'm coming now.
Wow.
You call the ambulance. Then I called to the ambulance. Ambulance said, where are you? What is your address? What is your name? And long time later, I said, I am the serious. My condition is the serious. This is my address and you come quickly.
Yes.
And refer me to the hospital.
Yes.
Then I think 45 minutes I wait. Ambulance, no come.
Okay.
No come ambulance. Then, he called me again. He said, ambulance. I said, no, he no come. He said, okay, I'm coming. I think after half an hour he came and he transferred me to there in Middlemore
Hospital.
Yes. At night.
Yes.
So that time, very cool climate. Outside is very cold.
Winter time. Yeah.
So the whole time that Mr. Sioni was sitting outside.
Oh.
Okay. No inside the car, nothing, no blanket, no wear the jacket, nothing, anything. He was outside,
How long did he stay outside?
Up to 5 o'clock.
Wow.
Till 5 in the morning?
Yeah, to 5 o'clock morning.
Wow.
And when I came out, he asked me the first time, are you okay?
Wow.
You're okay?
Wow.
Yes, sir, I'm okay. So it's in Forget Valley,
And also at that time, it was, I think, COVID time. Probably.
Yes,
and that's the reason they couldn't allow any visitor inside the hospital.
Mm.
As I think he
can go inside, but he said because he's on the duty, that time when I called, he was on the duty.
But they didn't let him in.
He said, okay, you take rest outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why no one went to the inside the hospital. So when I come out, especially he asked me three times, are you okay?
Mm.
I'm worried about you. Are you okay?
Yeah. That must make you feel more, better.
Yes.
How about Joseph? You are studying mechatronic engineering currently. What year are you in now?
This is my second year. I'm starting off my second year.
Mm.
I just finished my first year.
Yeah. So what makes you pursue that degree?
That's a good question. I don't know. I always had a thing for robotics and building and breaking things down when I was a kid. But one thing is that mechatronics will probably become the future engineering. This world we live in is going towards like a lot of automation type of things, like a lot of things being automatically done. And so mechatronics basically does that for. So mechatronics basically designs these type of things, especially for industrial factories, In Tokyo, they have a lot of, they want a lot of mechatronics engineers because they have a lot of car factories there, Toyota, Nissan. So they want people that know how to design these machines and also program them. Because obviously they produce like over, 200,000 cars for maybe 3 months. So they, they make huge subsystems of cars, and they need people that can program, make these machines or design them, modify them and stuff.
Think ahead. So I'm also aware that you are working part-time. So how do you find your workplace?
My workplace is good. It's a bit tough sometimes because we are night shift.
This was for the customers when they come in the morning. We do this at night. Last thing to do at night. We face up things, so when the customers come in the morning, they see it right in front of them like this.
We have to do like majority of the work. Sometimes we don't get any thank yous, but yeah. we still do the job. But usually in university days, I only work Saturdays and Sundays, and I usually only work like 6 or 10 hours. But with since I've been on holiday, I've been working full time, and we usually work from 9 p.m. to 6:30 a.m.
Wow. We'll be back after a short break. Stay tuned.
Too much. I move.
Welcome back to Reset TV Talk. You're watching us live from Auckland, New Zealand. Before we head into our deep dive, we were asking Mr. Yusuf Hergley their experience about education and some of the interesting things he told us about that. Okay, our future is AI, and we're going into AI motivated profession. So we're going to ask a few more questions to Mr. Yusuf. So, Yusuf, as I'm aware that you're studying full-time and also you're working part-time in Countdown, I believe. So, how do you manage your work life with your study life? Is it, like you only get 2 days a week off and you're working 2 nights over there? So, don't you get, too busy or burn out sometime? How do you manage it?
He's doing studies, good work. So I get this question a lot. Even my friends do ask this question. Mm-hmm. How do you manage working and studying? Usually I study between 2 to 3 hours a day. You don't need to study more than that because your brain capacity, my brain can't hold that much, After 3 hours, my brain just goes blank and I just can't study anymore. So I usually study between 2 to 3 hours, mm-hmm. depending how I feel. And after that, I come back from uni, study for 2 to 3 hours, and then it's just sleep.
So you study the full day in university and still come back home for 2 to 3 hours, and you're still telling us you're not studying a lot.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of hours, man.
The 2 or 3 hours you either memorize or cap, whatever you did. Mm-hmm. In that period of the day in the university. But sometimes there's days that you go to university, nothing really new, it's just there's a test coming up or assignment coming up you need to finish. Just go back home, type up your assignment or...
Mm-hmm. Tell us something crazy about studying the robotic or...
Last year, so the first semester we had... this project that we had to build a car that can carry, either they can travel the fastest time over a distance, and also either carry the most amount of weight in a distance. And we were only allowed to use AA batteries and as much as you want, motors, DC motors.
DC motors, yes.
So I ended up using 4 DC motors in one wheel. And I had, and then when I came to class the next day and I showed like the prototype, the professor said you need to add larger gears in the car because it would carry more weight. Because I was doing the weighted car, the car that can carry the most weight, and my teammate was doing the car that can do the fastest time in the length. So he designed a car. It's like a rocket, looked like a rocket, and he has CO2 cylinders.
Wow.
And he poked the CO2 cylinders in the car. Goes real fast. We came first in the speed race and we came third in the weight race.
Wow, that's a great accomplishment. Good on you, mate. Okay, coming back to Mr. Shokat, and I believe you're working full-time here as well. And how do you find the workplace? Because this is the first time this kind of thing that you're doing in New Zealand. This is different from your field, what you've been working. How the transition from what you were working to what you're working now, was it difficult for you to start work over here, or just tell us something about it?
Yes, when I went for interview in my company Remco, so I stayed forward, to tell to my boss, sir, this industry is new for me. I did not know anything, so I need your help. I will learn very soon, quickly will pick this one because my mind is, a very good mind.
Yeah.
Okay? And he said, don't worry, that one will teach you. So, when I went there, after interview finished, they had to visit me the whole store. And one lady, my boss, he hand over to me, that lady. And he said, okay, you trained to this new man.
Mm-hmm.
Only just 2 hours, give me the training. Then I know everything.
Oh.
Just 2 hours.
Yeah.
But sometime I miss the part, which area. So again, I called to that lady. I said, okay, I did not know which area this one. Can you help me, please? She said, why not 100 times? If you ask, I will help you, please.
So nice of her.
Yeah. So she again and again, she come in. She teach me like that. You do like that, okay. So after 3 or 4 days, right? It's as usual. So now I have to the train to the lot of the people, around 20 people in the new camp.
So you've trained 20 people who came after you?
Wow.
Oh, that's a lot of...
within a year.
New people coming for the work, my boss hand over to me that, okay, Fazal, you take that people and you train to him.
How does your boss feel about you being working for their company?
My boss, Mr. Keith, name is Mr. Keith, is very good man, very kind man. And whole day, I think during the 8 hour, and 20 times he asked me, are you okay?
Well,
you're caring. You're a good boy. Sometimes he said, you're a good boy. I'm not boy.
You're a boy. You're a boy.
And one day, morning time, every day morning time, 9 o'clock, we had a meeting. So in the meeting, he said, I'm very happy from Mr. Fazal and his job. And Mr. Fazal, you remember that one. Anytime, if you have the same like person, some more hard worker, you bring.
I bring in it. And I think that's one of the things that you know we don't have in New Zealand is like you know like people who's been lived here, born here. They always have connections. And I always say that in New Zealand, if you want to be successful, you don't need a degree. You need a connection. You know, work. And that's how you know we are building more connection. Like where Mr. Shokat is working, he's working there, and now if he will find a new person coming in from his community or any community, he'll have those people have more opportunities. And that's what I always say, that we need to build more positive connections so we will help each other out. That's how New Zealand system is working, and we always complain that system is doing with us this, system is doing that. System will always, you know, favor those who have big connection, and that's a harsh reality. I'm sorry to say that. But that's, you know, how we need to go ahead with it.
So, you know, what would you say that, you know, it's a success in your journey, resettle journey in New Zealand? What would you point out as, you know, success for your family or for yourself?
We are very happy here in New Zealand because I got the good job. My wife also going to the for the work, and my two daughters, they are studying. They complete the level 4. Now she going to the one university. I did not know what is the name.
OJUT.
I did not know what is the name. She going for the baking course.
Oh wow!
And I think I have 1 week more. We will be complete and get the diploma, and then we can.
Lastly, we'd like to ask you about what sort of message that you want to give to new residents who are coming in New Zealand, and what sort of mindset they need to go in.
Yeah, I want to say the new immigrant person, refugee quota or some other people coming here, you should be follow the rule and regulation in New Zealand. And you respect to the community people, respect community people, and learn the English. If you don't know, you should be learn the English, because English is very important in this country. And after that one, then your process is finished from 6 months or 4 months from Red Cross, okay? You should be start quickly the job, okay? And you should work IRD.
Yes, legally.
Yes.
Okay. Don't work under the table.
Because
it's no benefit. It's a loss, government loss also.
Yes.
And this is the message.
Thank you.
How about Yusuf? What would you say that it's a success in your life in New Zealand?
I guess finishing first year of university, or not even that, it's just making it here. That was a success to make it to New Zealand. It's just New Zealand's a really good country, good people.
And how about people at your age? What kind of, you know, difficulties, challenges they face, you know, when they go to university or when they go to find work? What sort of challenges you faced, or what sort of advice that you want to give to the people who are coming at your age?
Oh,
So advice is sometimes like it gets tough. Mm-hmm. It gets really tough, but it's about looking. It's not looking like to the future, but like you say, like it's like one day, or it's like when you get a leg cramp, mm-hmm. the pain lasts for a while. While during the duration of the pain,
yeah.
but once it's gone, you feel like you feel relaxed. So I just say, just wait out, mm-hmm. wait at the time, let time flow, mm-hmm. let life go on.
Yeah, don't hurry up.
Yeah,
and wait for your turn to come.
Yep. Well,
that's really good. Thank you very much. Thank you to our guest, Mr. Fazlur Rahman Shoka, Mr. Yusuf Fergley. So we have launched this magazine, the New Resident Magazine, Volume 2 on our summer block party. If you'd like a copy of this magazine, please reach out to either my colleague Quinn or myself or any staff we'll be able to give. Because the sole purpose of this magazine is to, you know, raise awareness welcoming new to this country about, you know, how the successes has been. Like Mr. Fazlur Rahman Shokat, in a very short time, he started working, and he's working in an industry that, you know, he has never worked with, and now he is thriving in that department that, you know, they need more people like Mr. Fazlur Rahman. So that's the message that we really want to put forward to all people, either they are New Zealander citizen or who are coming new. So this is the face of New Zealand. We are not only looking for handouts, we are looking for opportunities. We want to create opportunities for our community, and also people who've been here for a long time, still there are few challenges, but they're still thriving. And as a person that who's studying and who's working at the same time, managing his family time, managing work time, managing study time, I know it's very hard, it's very tough, but that's the world demands now if you want to be the best. So thank you, Mr. Yusuf, for coming in. And I would like to hand over to my co-host Quinn to sum up.
Yes, so it was very exciting, and then, you know, good to hear your resettlement success stories. Thank you for sharing with all of us. And also I would like to invite our community that we will have our new volume launch this year, 2023. So if you would like to share your success story with the resettle community and New Zealand public, please do get in touch with us. Either you can email or call me anytime. Thank you.
Thank you.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
اسم اصلا من به اصلا سامو رو جنب من گیر من در نشد صد من در چای مونده جدا بمه آتم چوه صد من در چای مونده جدا بمه
başka dostum yok billah.
We'll be right back. kis sajan dood di gali sa soi sajan ma paya ni mera suna sajan ghar paya ni mera suna sajan ghar paya ni mera suna sajan ghar
Community Connect.